Hi, John.
Hello, hello, Jagger.
Hi. Yes.
Trish, I asked you to start your video in case you wanted to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Hello, hello.
Hello. What kind of feedback are you getting from people who are watching? Do they stop? You didn't offer to answer questions, I guess, a while back, but what kind of feedback are you getting?
Different people comment on different things on the YouTube channel. Sometimes I'll get emails. Kira, also some people contact. Overall, just whatever comes in, it's responded to, and then.
Okay.
So, yeah.
If we check on YouTube, we see a lot of people appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The comments, you see, they appreciate the.
Good, good. For that, I'll never forget when it was very humbling when I had shown Maharaj. I can't remember what it was, the app, I think. They were doing an app there for a while. And it showed how many people had downloaded the app. And it was only like one or two. And he was like, oh, very good. Look at this. Someone's downloading and wants ultimate truth.
Uh-huh.
And so like in the world of likes and loves and comments and all of that, I deeply remember that. And it was a very humbling experience because to me, I was almost shy to show Maharaj, oh, look, your app, you know, this is the app that I think it was Charles and them had done. And then it said like only one download or or whatever. But he was like, oh, that's so good that somebody wants ultimate truth. Somebody's interested in ultimate truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that was a powerful thing.
Uh-huh. Yes. Very humble. Mm-hmm.
Looks like we have a couple of new folks, Owner and Jonathan King. Welcome.
Yeah. Does anybody hear me?
Yes. Oh, are you the owner?
Yes.
Keith, your owner today?
Oh,
okay. So owner isn't new, that's just Keith with his new identity.
Yeah, I'm on a different computer. So.
And Jonathan King, he's different.
Oh, man, that's exactly what I'm trying to get away from is being an owner.
There you go.
There you are, your owner.
No, no. I'm condemned. It occurred to me today that there's only one knower, or like one knowing ability or something. And we all like, I was thinking we're extensions of that.
No, not extensions. It's just knowingness.
Yeah.
Knowing objects within your own self. Mm. And the knowingness starts with the knowing of I exist. So you remain there and cut off all the other things to be known and remain with your selfless self.
Is there a point when the selfless self doesn't even kind of doesn't let you own stuff anymore?
Well, there'd be no you there. It'd be like the space trying to own objects within its own self.
Mm.
I mean, of course, in the practical sense, as Maharaj says, this is practical spirituality. We're not sitting on the mountain saying, you know, oh, I don't have worldly things, I don't do worldly jobs, I don't, you know, no. Like Maharaj says, you do your job, you do your duties, you have to eat. Don't go around begging, you eat. You have a job, you do your job, you do your duties. But you absolutely know. And just because you're doing your job and doing your duties doesn't mean you're separating yourself as something separate other than yourself. Because that's the reality now. Even though you may believe yourself trying to get to the oneness, so you no longer believe yourself to be a separate self, that's all illusion. Because you never can be a separate self. You are that. The appearances, you are not. So there is no like journey of trying to become that. You are that. You're imagining yourself as something other. And then you're imagining yourself as trying to go back to the oneness that you already are. You are formless. Without any attributes. And without the concept of formlessness.
So actually, imagination doesn't really exist.
Imagination exists in the concept of duality. Mm. Just like in your dream, the dream consciousness is able to create a dream world and populate it with people and move and have activities because there's imagining. And you're not on a conscious level imagining. Like you don't say, tonight I'm going to dream I'm on this beautiful yacht and there's going to be a beautiful sunset. And I'm going to be surrounded by friends, and I'm just going to be enjoying myself. It's going to be spontaneous imagination. You have no idea what's going to be appearing. But you absolutely know when you wake up, oh, it was a dream. No matter how the appearances were, no matter how you interacted with them, no matter how real they appeared, they were appearances. And when you wake up, you know this. Now you know yourself in a real sense. You know that this entire world is a projection on spontaneous presence, just a long dream, due to the fact that presence clicked with the body and said, oh, look at this world. You imagine yourself to be someone separate on a spiritual journey, making decisions and progressing, just as any of the dream characters would do the same thing.
It does remind me of happened to catch stumble on a Rupert Spira video where he told the story of King Lear. I don't think I brought this up before last week or anything, but this guy was an actor and he played the part of King Lear. And then when the play was over, he was totally convinced that he was still King Lear. And no matter, and a friend tried to tell him, you know, you're not King Lear. And anyway, it ends up being that he comes out of it and he realizes King Lear was never there in the first place.
Well, and understand, this process won't occur when you're no longer occupying the body form in the world of I am somebody else, and you know yourself in a real sense, when the body's no longer available, there won't be a, oh, I never was John. The I never was John is now. You realize you're not King Lear whilst playing King Lear. Because there won't be an opportunity when the play is over to say, oh, I'm still King Lear. There will be no one left to say, I'm King Lear. Nor will you know the play is over. Because in reality, you're all the players on the stage. your King Lear and you're all those other little guys all interacting and the whole story and everything is you. The stage, all the people in the audience watching the show, everything is you. You go on because there is no going on. There's no, it's, this is why the words get impossible to say, because you can say eternal, but when did you hear about eternal? When you came along with the body and you started to understand the concept of time. You're outside the concept of time because time came along with the body and you're not body. So to say you're eternal, you could say that in this body-based existence, but it doesn't really make any difference. Whether you say you're eternal, you're everlasting, immortal, whatever you want to say, it doesn't make any difference because that came along with the body. It's body knowledge and can be discarded. Remain with your selfless self.
And words, it's all just words, and you can't have words without a body.
Exactly. When did you come across the world and body and words and mind? When your spirit clicked with the body, the formlessness clicked with the body and said I, and then I created so many different things to be known. The concept of a knower was created through the concept I exist. Oh, there's existence. Boom, dream world is created. Only we try to differentiate the two because of being belief and being a body. We believe that it's a dream world and a waking world. But that's only because of identification with a body. If you are not body, then how is dream world and waking world different at all? It's all occurring within your own self. So discard all body-based knowledge, remain with your selfless self. And you say, oh, then I'm not kind to my, because Maharaj had talked about this, when not being kind to my relatives, like, oh, when I know myself as formless, then there's no body relation because I'm not a body. So therefore I don't have to, this is not true. Again, we're in practical spirituality. You do your job, you do your duties, you take care of all your family responsibilities, but you know yourself in a real sense. And you don't need to tell your other family members, listen, I've discovered I'm formless. No. Because you understand there's no one there to discover. And if there's the concept of someone that discovered that they're formless, there just needs to be more remaining with your selfless self until this concept, this layer upon your presence, is removed slowly, silently, and permanently.
I'm still at the point where it seems that some of these experiences of limitlessness are happening to me, but they wouldn't be limitless if they were.
Well, and remember again, just like I had explained, the when the formlessness started to, quote, you have the feeling of expansion from the position of being a body mind. Because your limitations of being a body mind, and that, okay, I am in this point in time experiencing these things. I'm having this great spiritual experience, this and that. This is through mind and identification with the mind. And the mind will give you the experience of expansion as you are dissolving the concept of mind. That's why a lot of people get freaked out and pull back, because it's like, oh, it feels like there's nothing. Like I'm going into a void or whatever. And they freak out because they're still, from the position of a body mind, dissolving within presence, rather than understanding that presence is removing the illusory layers slowly, silently, and permanently, because presence has begun remaining with presence. And just like magnifying glass that burns an ant, that is a beam, presence with presence, presence with presence, presence, and all these illusory layers are just being burned off. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj says, remain with the I am. He stayed with the I am in every moment available. He still had a job, still had people that he was taking, all this kind of stuff, but he, in every moment that he had available, he remained with the I am. The I am, the sense of presence, I exist, just I. And like he said, in a short time, he realized himself, his true nature, because all the other illusory layers were burned off. And not by him. The concept of Nisargadatta Maharaj was dissolved within presence.
I have heard of some people it being recently I saw this guy, or I was just reading a comment on Quora or something like that.
Cura, I think it is. Not to correct you, sorry.
Oh okay. And this guy said that it's dangerous to pursue non-duality if you're still participating in desires or something like that.
And, see, this is another silliness. Yeah. That's just the concept. Mm. It's dangerous. That's why some people say, like, oh, don't awaken the Kundalini unless you're ready, because it will cause you to go mentally insane and all this sort of stuff. Mm. These are all concepts. Mm. Remember, you're formless. You are not body. So how is this going to affect you? Like Maharaj has said, and they use the example of this little bug that gets on someone, and the person goes into like this very bad fever and they're almost like dying. And then somebody comes and says, oh, it's because this bug, this bug has bitten them and is kind of sucking the life out of them. And they remove the bug and suddenly everything returns back to normal. This concept of I is that bug. It just has to be removed. And you don't remove it. Just like the bug doesn't remove itself. It's something foreign to your true nature. It gets removed. The layers on your presence, they're useless. But again, like Ramakant Maharaj says, I think it's an ultimate truth. He says, you've been holding on to your concepts for so long that you don't know anything else, and it terrifies you, even though you may know they're false, it terrifies you to let go of them because they've been like friends that have hung around for a while. But then they use the example of the tenants. These tenants, they've been in your house a long time. You want to take back the property. You say, okay, you guys, you gotta go. And as Maharaj says, those tenants will abuse you on the way out. The abuse you is, wait a minute, you know, what's going to happen?
Right.
Like I might be a hermit, or I won't be able to relate with people, or like what you said about the non-duality, only be ready if I give up desires. Well, desires? How do I give up desires? No, you don't give up desires. By knowing yourself in a real sense, these illusory layers on presence are removed, and you don't have to give them up. There's no like renunciation of saying, well, because I'm a spiritual person, I cannot do this, and I cannot do this. I will start giving away 20% of my money to like charities and things like this, which is nice, okay. But the moment you do this and you keep doing it, then you're like, perhaps I should only give away 10% of my money to Jared. You see, because you're actively involved in renouncing. This is impossible. Know yourself in a real sense. Remain with yourself with self. And there will be no renouncing. It will just fall away nicely. No need to kill the mind, too. That's another thing that a lot of people say. I must kill my mind. Okay, that's, I suppose you could try that. That'll get you to the point where you give up on trying to kill the mind, and then you probably just relax into yourself after you've exhausted all of your kind of options, and you say, oh, I don't know what to do. And then you sort of fall into yourself. And as you still have the concept of a you surrendering, everything will be provided for your surrender. Until you understand that there never was anyone to surrender. And that this one that's surrendering just needs to be removed completely. And you could say you're killing the mind, or you're killing this sense of self, but you're not. It's just because it never was. You cannot kill something that did not exist. Try killing your childhood imaginary friend.
Exactly like that. Yeah, I've said in the past that I'm getting used to this, but who is it that's getting used to what?
Yeah, it's just layers on your presence that are dissolving, dissolving, dissolving. And one of the things that as the tenants are leaving, they may not even abuse you. They may sit there and say, wow, good job, you got rid of those three guys upstairs. We definitely didn't need them. But, you know, let's not get carried away now. And they do that by saying, look at my progress. Look at the spirituality. Look how I'm moving. Look how I'm more peaceful. Those are the sneaky tenants. They're patting you on the back for evicting the other guys.
John, what if a tenant really tries to grab you back?
They gotta go.
Make you into the body mind. If it's no, you go along, you selfless self. But then there's a tenant that seems to be wanting to say, hey, look at this. This is what's real. Whatever. What do you do with a tenant that's really obnoxious?
You pay attention to your own self. That tenant is imaginary. He will dissolve without your interaction with him. It's your concept that the tenant is there that creates the illusion of needing to get rid of him. If you remain with your selfless self, it'll be like in the movies where you see the people and they're going, you know, they're finally leaving their ghostly realm and moving on to the other dimension. They just fade away. And this will happen with every tenant if you remain with your selfless self. If you engage, this is what is the most terrible, because now I'm taking a position that this one's got to go. Or, look at me.
It's a thought form. It's an old thought form.
And it just, by remaining with your selfless self, the thoughts cease. Who's purchasing the thoughts? You remain with your selfless self. Thoughts can't be bought if there's no one to purchase them.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Think about a traveling salesman. He knocks on all the doors. Only the door that answers does he able to have the chance to sell something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those tenants, they're so convincing. Because it seems that I feel them, but feelings always pass. So that one's going to pass. Another one similar to it might try to take its place as another feeling. But that one's not going to hold up either.
Each and every one is a concept, is illusory, and you just have to remain with your selfless self. I told the story about the gold, about the food, and how Maharaj responded when I was complaining about the geckos and all this sort of stuff. And it's just, you don't pay attention. Imagine had Maharaj not been knowing himself in a real sense, and I was crying about the geckos and crying about this, and he said, you know what? You can always stay in a hotel. You know what I mean? Number one, he'd be giving credence to my complaint. I would then be bothered and irritated. He would then be bothered and irritated. And there would be two individuals being created in the moment because of this experience. And instead, Maharaj was like, okay, we can move the room to another place if you like. It's fine. I said, no, no, no. Because I relaxed. There was no response. There was no one to take the bait. Just like you're sitting on the lake and you keep fishing, you keep throwing the bait, not one fish is biting. Mm. When you remain with your selfless self, no fish are biting. The bait is just sitting all around you and you have no awareness of it. And it eventually just dissolves. Everything is pick up the water, drink it, put it down. No matter how it may seem. As you are not a doer and you know yourself in a real sense, things get done quite nicely without you having to do them. And it's that way right now. It's only when the concept I'm doing something and I want some result that's impressed through mind, identified as I am the doer, when you know yourself in a real sense, spontaneous action in the moment, pick up the water, put it down, pick up the water, put it down. Nothing to write home about. What did you do today? Nothing. Picked up the water and put it down. Went to work, did my job. Went over here, did this. Went grocery shopping, did that. Did this, did that. That's how it was. I did nothing.
Well, along you felt natural rather than...
Exactly. There's no concept of a you. I is everything. What did I do today? I don't know.
You didn't feel limited by thoughts about what you were doing.
There's just, you're here. In spontaneous action in the moment, scenes appearing and disappearing, and still practical things. You say, okay, somebody texts you, you text them back. This meeting, it pops up, 7:15, come to this meeting, turn your camera on. Okay, do this. After the meeting, okay, take the video, record, put up in YouTube and all this kind of stuff. Okay, this is okay too. But you don't have to take a position of I'm doing these things. What if it doesn't get done? Oh, how frustrating. It's just okay. Pick up the water, put it down. Nothing can stick to you as formless. The example of the hook on the wall, you can hang a hat. No hook, can't hang a hat. Hat being any concept. As Maharaj calls it, the sticky concepts. But if you're formless, there's nowhere a sticky concept can stick. If you have yourself as I am somebody else, then of course, you can be a body filled with post-it notes.
It can seem that in one case, I'm a doer resisting what's going on. In another case, I'm a someone who's not resisting.
Both are untrue. That's why the more you remain with your selfless self, okay, while you're in this body form, you know yourself in a real sense. You know, okay, this could be the purpose. Who knows? There's no purpose, but let's say I'm having this body so I can just look out this window and remain with my selfless self. And it's sort of kind of reverse seeing, because I'm seeing without creating the concept of a seer seeing. There's just seeing. And the more you remain with your selfless self, you realize, like, how could anything that happens in this field of seeing affect you? How? As Maharaj says, if at all you want to compare, compare yourself to sky or space. And you can go to the most dramatic example, the space around the entire Earth. If the Earth imploded, space is totally unaffected. And you are more subtle than this space.
Then I'll always want to label an experience as being nice or not. You know?
If at all you want to compare, compare yourself to sky or space. Does space have a good experience, bad experience? Does sky have a good experience, bad experience? Mm-hmm.